Hello everyone, my name is Chase Summer, and I am making these videos to bring you along in my journey to owning my own professional esports team. Along the way, I'm going to share things that I've learned, some observations, some insights, and just kind of put them up here. Yeah, I thought for this first video, I would kind of go through my background and kind of bring you up to speed of where I am in this journey to owning my own esports team. I've been gaming since I was a little child, kindergarten, maybe even before then, right when Game Boy SPs came out, and I was playing Pokemon all day, every day. And I have been playing, RuneScape, and then World of Warcraft has been a huge part of my life, hence the background. I've been a gamer my whole life. I didn't realize until later that I could do something with it. We'll get back to that. So essentially, went all through high school, not realizing that I could do something with it, got to college, and it wasn't until senior year where I was at the University of Iowa that I happened upon Esports at Iowa. It was a student organization for esports. What that means is there's essentially zero support from the school, but we have the permission to use some rooms to do things. So it was basically all on the students, and we, after joining it within a couple weeks, they wanted me to be the president. So I accepted, and what we did was we transformed the organization from just a group of people that played video games to a more organized organization that had elections, that had leadership meetings, that we grew the teams, we doubled them in size, the number of teams, we added games, we competed in tournaments. And what I did as president a lot of the times was creating documents and presentations and participating in meetings with faculty to try to make esports more of an official organization in the school. And if you've ever tried to do that, if you're watching this and you're an esports president or executive in an organization at your school, you probably know that it's really hard and that none of the faculty will listen to you. It's basically, they just see you as a bunch of kids that don't know anything. And so what are we gonna do? Why are we gonna listen to them, give them money? It seems like I'm a little bit harsh on that, but I really do think that the schools are missing out immensely by not starting these programs sooner. And you'll see, in 10 years. But anyways, I was doing that. I was in meetings, I was emailing deans, I met with, all sorts of people talking about how do we grow this, where can we get space, meeting with athletic directors, really just going out there and getting things, tried to get some respect, honestly, some funding. We wanted a room where we can practice, right? We didn't want to just everyone be playing from home. We wanted jerseys. We wanted coaches. We wanted dedicated faculty to organize it. I was doing this all, I was a full-time student and I was working a part-time job driving buses, and then I was doing this. And so, the schools are ridiculous in the sense that they want these students who are supposed to be full-time and or most of them work jobs to run these organizations that are going to greatly benefit them. So, but anyways, I was doing that and we grew it a ton. I burned out, that's way too much work for anyone. That's too much work, and to not get recognition for it, burned out. But I did it, it was amazing. I don't regret it. I graduated from the University of Iowa and moved to DC with my wife, Maddie, where I got my first job. And then, you know, after that, COVID hit, and basically we realized that we can move somewhere else for cheaper. And then I discovered Wake Tech Community College here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And that is where I'm currently a esports coordinator, part-time. I have a full-time job still, and then I do this on the side. If you're noticing a trend, most esports things are part-time on top of your full-time job. It's incredibly rare right now to have a full-time esports job. It's really hard to get into, and they probably don't pay you that much, because think about it, everyone wants the job. There's not that many jobs. That means you can pay less. And there's just not that much money in esports right now. I'm not saying it's not valuable right now. It's way more, it's grossly undervalued, right? The fact that I don't have a full-time job, you know, not to diss anyone at Wake Tech, but you know, it means that we're undervalued. You know, there definitely should be a full-time position, coordinating multiple teams, getting branding out for the school, all those things. But I love Wake Tech, so don't get me wrong. But yeah, so right now I am a part-time esports coordinator at Wake Tech Community College, and I am building the organization from scratch, which means when I got there, they actually already had 14 Lenovo Legion computers, which are really high-end gaming computers. That blew my mind, coming from the University of Iowa, where we had, you know, over 100 people in the organization and no support at all, not even a room. You know, we would have, and going to Wake Tech and you already have these amazing computers. But essentially, starting in December of 2020, I built out the Discord. There was no Discord. I created the teams, created team captains, built up those teams, helped, you know, organize events. We are in the NJCAAE, which is way too long of a name. If someone from the league is watching, you need to change the name because no one remembers it. And we're in that league. It's great. It's well organized compared to, for esports. Compared to anything else, it's not that organized. And that's the state of esports right now, where nothing is organized. Nothing is legitimate. Nothing has that standard where, you know, there's no standards in esports. And so a lot of esports, at least at the collegiate level, is setting those standards. You know, if you think about a professional or you think about it like a college football team, imagine the college football team. They have the schedule and one of the other teams just doesn't show up to a game. That would be ridiculous. What are you even talking about? That happens a lot in esports. That happens all the time. And it's like, you're telling me at the time of the game that you're not going to be here? Did you not see how crazy it is? And so, yeah, a lot of what I'm doing is setting standards, raising those standards inch by inch, and essentially, you know, trying to create an athletic organization, like something, you know, and it's really amazing. It's really, really cool. Again, this is all supposed to be constructive feedback. I'm not ripping, unless you're University of Iowa. I'm not ripping on you. Maybe University of Iowa will get some new leaders in that will appreciate esports, and I will be eating my words. So I apologize if you're at the school, but you need to get your head in the game. You're way behind. But yeah, so that's what I'm doing now. That's where I'm at. We're 6 months old, going into our second season. We've already won a national championship for Overwatch, and we are going to keep going. Where am I going from here? I'm going to continue at Wake Tech for the foreseeable future. But I'm also going to start making these videos and uploading documents on LinkedIn. I don't know if I'm going to do anything else at the moment besides LinkedIn and YouTube, but I'm going to educate people on what I'm learning, what I'm doing, what my plans are. My strategy is to be completely transparent and upfront with what I'm doing. I'm not trying to deceive anyone. I want to own a professional esports team. And as of now, the strategy is get experience, work hard, build up my current institution, esports organization at Wake Tech, get some experience. And then as people continue to ask me for help, which I get a lot of questions from high schoolers, or high school faculty, or other colleges, or just parents, or other esports professionals have questions, and entrepreneurs. As I get all these questions, I'm gonna start documenting them, what I'm saying, either on video or on a piece of paper, and I'm gonna upload them for everyone to see. Everyone can learn. And in the next videos, you're gonna see that I've already created some of this. It's called the Five Pillars of Collegiate Esports. And I'm gonna describe them. I'm gonna teach you guys how to create a collegiate esports team. So I'm going back to where I'm going. On my journey to owning a professional esports team is I'm gonna build up Wake Tech, learn, teach people what I'm learning, and maybe that'll go into some consulting, maybe not. But I will be teaching no matter what. Whether I get paid for it or not, I don't know. But I will do some consulting, and then I plan to either go to a four-year institution to build up an even larger esports organization, and then own a team, a professional team. I don't know how that's gonna work, whether that, I raise enough funding myself to pay for a team, whether I have a lot of investors to help me, to back me with my experience, I don't know. But those are some rough plans, very rough plans. And so that's where I'm going, and I'm gonna bring you along. And, these videos are more for me than you. I want to help you, of course. That's what I'm doing, I'm to help you. But I'm also uploading these because when I do buy a team, when I do own a team, I'm gonna look back on these videos and just, remember where I came from. Right now, working two jobs, it's hard, a lot of work, underpaid. And I don't know if it's 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, or more, when I finally get to where, I'm going, I am going to be excited to look back on these, and I want to bring you guys along. I want your support. I want to hear what you want to learn. I want to hear your ideas. I want to help you build your esports X organization. Thank you for watching. I will be uploading many more. And again, feel free to subscribe, to like, whatever platform you're on, and follow, whatever. You know what I'm trying to say? And feel free to reach out. I'll put my contact information if you have any questions, if you'd like some consulting, or some just a chat, run some ideas by me. Feel free to reach out. I do my best to answer anyone, I'll get back to you. So thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.